Unit 7. Medicine. Reading 1. Food allergy. Sally visits her friend's house one day, and they have some cookies for a snack. As soon as Sally takes a bite, she breaks out in a rash. The problem is that the cookie contains peanuts, which Sally is allergic to. Sally's case is not unusual. At least 3 million children in the United States alone have food allergies. The foods they are unable to eat include nuts, seafood, milk, eggs, soy, and even wheat. When a person has an allergy, that individual's immune system acts as if some food he or she eats were harmful to the body. As a result, cells in the body release chemicals, one of which is histamine. Histamine causes all kinds of symptoms to occur. For instance, many people with allergies get runny noses, start coughing, or get rashes. Other common symptoms of allergic reactions are nausea, vomiting, and wheezing. Some allergies can even cause the tongue to swell and can make a person stop breathing. In some cases, people can die on account of their allergies. Fortunately, some people outgrow their childhood allergies when they become adults. Others are not so lucky. They remain sensitive to certain foods for their entire lives. In that case, they need to be sure to avoid consuming those foods.
They can do this by checking the ingredients of the foods they eat.
Many doctors and healthcare organizations also provide lists of safe and unsafe foods. If a person accidentally eats something he or she should not have, the best advice is to stay calm and to seek medical assistance as quickly as possible. Reading 2. Dexiocardia. Everybody knows the heart is located on the left side of the body. However, there are some people whose hearts are not found there, but are instead situated on the right side. These people, who are less than 1% of the population, have a condition called dexiocardia. They may have healthy hearts, or in other cases, suffer heart problems, and have issues with their other organs due to their unique condition. Doctors are not quite sure why this unusual situation occurs, but they have some theories. In some cases, the heart develops in the wrong place while the baby is still a fetus. The heart can function normally. It is merely a mirror image of the normal heart. That means all of the heart structures are arranged reversely. In other cases, the heart forms on the right side of the chest because there are problems with the baby's lungs or abdomen. People with dexiocardia typically have no symptoms, but they are more at risk for coming down with lung infections and pneumonia. In addition, when individuals with dexiocardia have accompanying heart problems, they tend to have difficulty breathing, have blue lips, and become fatigued easily. Children with dexiocardia may have holes in their heart, which can cause them to have an irregular heartbeat. When dexiocardia results in no heart or organ problems, it requires no treatment at all. But surgery may be necessary if the condition causes other organs to be obstructed. As for the infections that people with dexiocardia get, they can typically be treated with antibiotics.